KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 58 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Our forecast is calling for it to be mostly sunny today with a high of 81. There are flood warnings that continue until early tomorrow morning for these rivers. The West Nishnabotna River near Riverton affecting Fremont County. The East Nishnabotna River at Red Oak affecting Montgomery County. East Nishnabotna at Riverton affecting Fremont County. And the Nishnabotna River near Hamburg affecting Fremont County. Iowa Western Community College will raise its tuition by $11 a credit hour starting with the upcoming fall semester. According to the Daily Nonpareil, members of the Board of Trustees reluctantly approved a hike on Monday at a meeting held at the Page Fremont County Center of Iowa Western. Iowa Western President Dan Kenny said it represented the largest tuition increase of the state's community college system for the upcoming fiscal year, despite doing as much as possible to control spending and eliminate some spending areas. Iowa Western faced what board member Brent Segrist described as the perfect bad storm when putting together its budget for next year. Factors contributing to the increase, according to Kenny, include a 1.25% increase in state aid from the legislature, which was less than what Governor Branstad recommended, and uncertainty over the number of students enrolling this fall. The preliminary budget also estimated a 3% decline in enrollment and corresponding reduction in tuition collected, but Kenny said that a more reasonable and sensible figure would be a 5% decline, and college officials won't know the real situation for a few months. In addition, health insurance costs were anticipated to be much lower than the actual 10.3% increase faced by the college. Kenny said additional reductions, mostly by trimming positions, are still underway to reach the goal of only raising tuition by $11 a credit hour. Tuition is currently set at $138 for Iowa residents and $143 for non-residents. The hike represents about an 8% increase in non-fee costs to attend classes at Iowa Western. A Red Oak man was taken into custody Monday evening on a warrant for probation violation. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 27-year-old Jacob Tanner Franzen was arrested in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street at around 6:40 p.m. Franzen was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Atlantic man was arrested Friday on a drug charge and on a warrant out of Shelby County. 32-year-old Sean Patrick Gifford was taken into custody on charges of possession with the intent to deliver. He was also taken to the Cass County Jail and later released to Shelby County, where he was wanted on a warrant. And on Monday, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 50-year-old Terry Joseph Schultz of Lincoln, Nebraska, on two district court warrants, one for burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief in the third degree, and one for burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief in the fourth degree, as related to area burglaries in October 2013 of car washes and laundromats. Schultz was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on $11,500 bond. The Atlantic Parks and Rec Board Monday evening received signs from J&J Graphic Designs that feature the artwork created by local Girl Scout Cadet Troop 40-116. The signs respectively ask patrons of area parks not to smoke around playground equipment and other areas. The Girl Scouts came up with the idea while working on their journey books called Breathe, which teaches them about clean air. The finished product drew rave reviews from the board and cadets themselves. Parks Director Roger Herring congratulated the girls on their efforts, and board member Charlene Bean expressed her enthusiasm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're really impressed by the sign.
I'm really impressed,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's really
they
nice.
Look so nice.
That is very, so
very
cool.
Nice. Yes.
Excellent. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Is that the way you wanted it
yes.
to turn out? Yeah. I think it is just amazing.
The Parks Board last month approved the purchase of the signs, which cost $25 each for a total of $300. The local Girl Scouts troop picked up half the cost, with the Parks and Rec Department paying for the balance. The roughly 11 by 14 signs will be placed at various locations within Sunnyside Park, usually in the shelter areas as soon as possible. Future plans possibly call for locally designed and made signs to be posted throughout Cass County and maybe even the state. And in the funeral announcements, Vernon Else, age 76 of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Vernon Else will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Edith Simonson, age 80 of Audubon, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Edith Simonson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. William Bill Beatty, age 60, formerly of Atlantic, died June the 4th. Memorial services for Bill Beatty will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Vera Beebe, age 99, of Avoca, died May the 16th. Memorial services for Vera Beebe will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mary Foken, age 74, of Manila and formerly of Bridgewater, died Sunday. Memorial services for Mary Foken will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lloyd Bergstrom, age 86, of Griswold, died Thursday. A memorial service for Lloyd Bergstrom will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Shirley Armstrong, age 78, of Cumberland, died Monday. And per her wishes, cremation has taken place and no service or visitation is planned for Shirley Armstrong. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Beulah Phelps, age 96, of Defiance, died Sunday. No services or visitation are planned for Beulah Phelps. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dan Myrtle Kenyon, age 94, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Myrtle Kenyon are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.